Forced reincarnation. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I don't know why I keep saying my name at the beginning of each video. I guess it is for the new ones. Well, hello. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. In my very last video, I talked about two of the most dangerous beliefs starseeds hold, and this would be the third dangerous belief they have, which is also extremely destructive in a very similar way. Before I move on, I must say that this is my opinion and not the gospel. Still, it is based on what my culture has come to take as the truth, and on my personal experience as I have detailed past life and in-between life memories, so what I believe is based on what I have experienced and learnt. The veil of forgetfulness also exists outside Earth. It is irresponsible to say it is only present there, yet, generalizing, it is less marked and not as strong as it is there on your planet. Having said that, the veil of forgetfulness, which is when you cannot remember who you were in your past life or lives, does not depend so much on where you are, or what species or race you belong to. It rather depends more on who you are, on your core belief systems, especially those that ruled and determined on what conditions and with which parameters you will experience your next incarnation. This is also taken as between life, or pre-life agreements and settings. This means that as there are people on Earth who do not remember anything about their past lives, or what happens in between, some others do remember to various degrees. Although, indeed, the vast majority of people on Earth do not remember their past lives or much of them, and that is why it is said that the veil of forgetfulness is especially strong there. But as there are people on Earth who remember one or several of their past lives, there are also people in space who do not remember their past life or lives either. The mechanics of why most people do not remember their past lives, or the space in between them, is fairly simple. In my culture, it is understood to be the result of a simple existential realm frequency and vibration disparity. Because if those do not match the average frequency and vibration of a realm, then it is much more difficult to bring in information from a much higher one. In other words, the knowledge, the memory of a soul, is of a high vibration, and it does not match the pasty, thick and dense vibration of Earth's average existential realm. The same thing happens with dreams, where it is hard to remember them because they are the memories of events that took place in a much lighter existential realm, and this is also why there is a marked tendency to remember nightmares, and not so much the average and nice ones, simply because bad dreams are of a lower vibration, obviously, therefore they may match the one of Earth easier. As I have mentioned before in another video, what goes on in the ethers, in the astral realms is extremely variable, so no one researcher, seer, shaman, guru, or whoever can ever tell you a concrete and absolute truth, except for the fact that there can never be one single truth, much less for a subject like this one. What they say will be and can only be a mirror, a reflection of who they are inside, and that may not apply to other people. This is why I always will insist that you should bother making the effort, and assuming the responsibility to develop your own set of belief systems, which should be based on the best information you have available and the one that suits your expansion best. But always make sure you do not rigidly attach yourself to one set of pet ideas, as you may need to replace them with better ones later in life. This means that you must be flexible with yourself, or else you may stagnate in your soul progression, but that is your decision to make. I have seen the same question or the same subject come up all the time. Is reincarnation forced? As I said in my previous video, it is not a question that should be answered in absolute terms of black or white, as it is a complicated subject that depends on the lens of who is observing it, and on the experience of each person who is talking about it as a subject. To be able to answer this, and give my opinion whether there is or there isn't any forced reincarnation, I must define what a soul is to me. What forms and shapes a soul, what creates it, are the ideas it holds. Those are the limits or the boundaries that define one soul from another, and as something in particular, therefore not something else, in this case, it is what defines a soul to be sentient, or someone, besides being source itself as well. A soul is a group of pet ideas source has come to become attached to. It is like a made-up character which was invented by source's ideas which include all the characteristics, and everything that defines a person, and differentiates it from another, being that up above, we are all one. In an unconventional way of defining this, let us say that the greater source has a severe multiple personality disorder, and each one of us is one of those characters, and there are billions upon billions of us all over the universe. It looks like source, in all its might, really needs to go see a shrink. Too bad, that shrink would also be another character of source, so he or she would be biased in its favor, therefore not being able to help it much. No wonder why the universe is such a mess. Okay, so let us move on to the next point, which is necessary to answer the question of whether there is forced incarnation or not. Everything each soul experiences is only the reflection of who it is, and what it perceives as its external reality is only an interpretation of its own ideas, and the meanings it has associated and attached to them. This means that what is reality and truth for one person may not be so for another. And the more different the ideas, values, and interpretations one soul has from another, they will coincide less in what they call their objective experimental reality. In other words, souls, therefore people, incarnated or not, only similarly perceive reality because their points of view, ideas, and interpretations coincide with each other, thus creating an existential realm in the process, and the people who do not coincide with them will not perceive that collective reality. A billionaire and a pauper can see each other on a street, they can even talk and share ideas, yet the expanded reality of their lives and its meaning will be extremely different, yet they still hold some existential and vibrational points where they coincide, and there is where they touch, and why they can notice each other. When the ideas, therefore the vibration of a person, are completely different from one another, then they will no longer share the same existential realm, they wouldn't share the same reality. This is exactly what is happening with all those beings, creatures, and even advanced civilizations which are defined as interdimensional. It is also the very meaning of the word interdimensional, and this goes especially for everything that exists and happens in the astral realms, higher and lower ones all the same. I guess by now you know where I am going. Is there, or is there not, forced reincarnation? The simple and direct answer, without beating around the bushes. There is for some souls, some people, and not for others. It will all boil down to their belief systems, and to what they strongly believe is true, therefore, what they will manifest for themselves. When a soul passes on, it takes all its ideas and values, thoughts, fears, and all that defines its ego, its persona and self. When the physical body, biological meat suit dies, all that the person has left is who they are, and the ideas that shape it. Thoughts and ideas are things, and this means that they will manifest for themselves whatever they believe, including devils with tridents or pitchforks, pricking them from behind to force them back into the samsara reincarnation wheel of earth. Or their favorite spiritual masters having a nice talk with them, coercing and convincing them of having to reincarnate, to learn more, or to pay for past wrongdoings, in a more karmic interpretation of these things. Remember that when a person dies, its soul will only go to wherever it is a vibrational match with, because in reality, it is going nowhere, as there is nowhere to go, as places and locations are only illusions. A soul is only said to go to wherever it is a vibrational match, but in reality, that is only so because it can only experience itself and its illusory external reality, which is the product of its own ideas. And ideas are vibrations, and vibrations are things, as simple as that. So answering the question if there is forced reincarnation or not, you know the answer now. It all depends on the ideas you are holding, especially at the time of your death. But in the end, you are the one who is in control. You have the power to do whatever you want with your soul and what it will experience. This is why it is so important to watch your thoughts and ideas, which are vibrations, as I said, and vibrations manifest into things, circumstances, and events. Having answered that question as best as I could, there is still another angle to all this. And it is the perception manipulation people are under, especially while they are alive. The powers at be, the controllers, impose a set of values, ideas, meanings, and so on that cause incarnated souls to hold similar ideas, therefore vibrations, and those are the ones that create the belief systems that cause them to reincarnate. And this happens on Earth and off-planet as well, as there is more matrix in space, and among the stars, although it is more prevalent and obvious on Earth and its existential realm. The controllers, whoever they are, because as you know, there are many levels to them, and of them. They know that if they control the ideas, values, and perceptions of the people, they can control what they manifest as a collective reality. This is done by imposing ideas and values, as much as it is also done by isolating the people from other ideas and values which contradict or work against the ones they need people to think and take as reality. This is why they systematically discredit, attack, slander, and accuse authors who contradict their interests, also accusing them of disseminating false information in the name of truth, a truth that was been monopolized by them. They have managed to control the perception of the masses into only accepting their definition of what is correct and what is not, therefore also using countless people as useful idiots who do nothing other than mindlessly repeating what they are told, while they think that they know the facts of truth, simply because those are the norm, and therefore are socially acceptable. Most people who only repeat what they are told, and who are bluntly incapable of having an original thought, confuse the socially acceptable with truth. So, from this other point of view, yes, there would be forced reincarnation, because the controllers of Earth and its material realm would be manipulating the perception and the values of the population, and therefore their thoughts and vibrations, which in turn generate their perceived reality. And those in turn will cause them to develop and accept belief systems that include the concepts of whatever causes forced reincarnation. Realizing all this is the first step to understanding that in the end, you are the only one who has complete control over your soul, and whatever you will experience in this life, and in the next. The trick is to learn to think for yourself, learn to have the bravery to create your own set of belief systems, and be strong enough to take full responsibility for them. Forced reincarnation, there is and not, you decide. It is similar to being forced to follow traffic rules, or the rules of any physical existential realm, such as perceiving heat and cold, and your limitations, including the one that states that no two objects with mass can occupy the same space. So then liberate yourself from your mass, become enlightened, as in lighter, as in with less weight. And twist the rules of any existential realm to fit your rules, wants and needs. This is the true meaning of escape the matrix. You have the full power to say no to forced reincarnation, and it is as simple as staying congruent and faithful to your thoughts and values, to your frame, and all those are your vibrations. The traffic cop will want to force you into taking a direction you do not want, and apparently, you have no choice but to obey his mandate or face the consequences. So don't be in his vibration. Do not share his ideas to the point where he cannot even see you take the direction you desire, and if he can, there will be nothing he can do about it. Escape the matrix being congruent to your own ideas, and be flexible enough to change those ideas whenever you decide newer and better ones must be adopted. The power is in you. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swa.